Allah's grace, Allah's blessings, and due to the barakah, the blessings of our pious elders and predecessors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to us given another great night. Within this great night, Allah has bestowed us with this treasure of an assembly of dhikr, a gathering of dhikr. All of this is Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, His mercy, His blessings, and the company and barakat blessings of the pious predecessors. Allah gives us the ability every night of Jummah, Thursday night, to sit together, to gather together, and on this steadfastness, on this regularity, punctuality that Allah Ta'ala likes extremely, that if on any action an individual, if he is punctual, if he's regular, if he's steadfast, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's extreme barakat and blessings and grace continues to shower on that person. So this is the reason that, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, with Allah's grace and blessings, we gather together. We assemble together on this night of Jummah, night of Friday. This is an azim, great night that Allah gives to us. These are unique nights that come, and Allah gives us the tawfiq ability to do His dhikr in those nights. And these are the final few days of Hajj. There are just a few days left. And a very important days these are. Extremely important days these are. These are the days of Tashreeq. That in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has instructed, وَذْكُرُوا fi أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. So Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, on this he gave tafsir, commentary. On this verse, the ayyami ma'dudat, what is this? And he stated the ayyami ma'dud, that the nights, these are these nights of Hajj that it's referring to, in which Allah Ta'ala has instructed that do my takbir, do my hamd, and do my thana, elevate my name immensely. And these are the ayyami ma'dudat. And in the fadail of this, listen carefully how fantastic these days are that Allah has bestowed to us. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was saying this, that these days are so fantastic that all the life of a human being, all his age, put it to one side, and these days, just a few days, these will be heavier than those days of the rest of his life. They'll be more weighty. On which basis? That in these days, the amal that you perform all life long, the amal you'll do, they'll be more valuable in these few days. The amal that we do, alhamdulillah. And then, in these ayam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has differentiated the best deed that is beloved to Allah, that Allah gives us the tawfiq of salah and reciting Quran and tasbihat. Allah gives us tawfiq. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that in these days, madudat, the just a few, the action that Allah likes that we should do, what is the amal? Wadhkurullah. In these days, elevate and do the dhikr of Allah in abundance. And when the word kathir comes in this verse, kathrat, Allah says, so when the mention of this is, kathikrakum, awakum awashadda dhikra. That dhikr of Allah should be so much, the amount that your mother and the amount you used to remember your forefathers, your family, more than that you should remember Allah in these days. In other words, in normal places, Allah Ta'ala long dhikr says kathir. But here, in a beautiful style Allah Ta'ala has given for these days, dhikrakum abakum, Allah says, awashadda dhikra. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, that what does this mean, this specific verse? That more than your mother, father, your forefathers, remember Allah more than that. He states that when a child is born into this world, that baby, first name that comes on the tongue of that child is mother and father. No other name comes, isn't it? And the child repeats it so much, the child, he doesn't know it if there's anyone else there. Every point it'll say Abba or Amma. Unconsciously or unknowingly, these names are ingrained in his mind. So Allah Ta'ala has given that example, that from that young age, from the childhood, just like the children remember their parents, the mother and father, and immensely they enjoy saying that name. More than that, Allah Ta'ala says, do my dhikr, remember me, kathir, abundance. So these are the ayam specifically Allah has given for his dhikr. So we see here, so for this amal, how much barakah there'll be, blessings. You can think yourself, imagine yourself, how many rewards there'll be, a person who does dhikr of Allah, who does this amal. And we are by routine sat here, alhamdulillah. Just by habit, we're sat here. And we'll do dhikr. That by chance, it was Thursday night tonight, the night of Jummah, alhamdulillah. And Allah has given us these ayam tashri as well. On top of that, so I was saying that when you have istiqamat, when you're regular, punctual on something, then Allah Ta'ala gives great rewards on top of that. And it's not due to your effort or your working hard. Just Allah gives you those days and those rewards. They are given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this dhikr, doing so much dhikr in these days, Allah is mentioning, as Nafa radiallahu anhu, he's another companion, he says, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar and his father, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, they're, you know, in Mina these days, it's when the Hujjaj, they're all in Mina at the moment, aren't they? So they used to be in Mina, and their habit was that obviously in Salah there is dhikr, but away from Salah, that even in the tent or in the place where they were residing, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, they used to do dhikr kathir regularly. On their bed they used to do dhikr of Allah. If they're walking in the path somewhere, they used to do dhikr so much that all people started to do their copy them, do taqleed of them, and they used to have their voice would vibrate all over with the dhikr of Allah. So this is dhikr and jahar dhikr, loud dhikr. Allah Ta'ala has given us targheeb here, that remember me in a high tone, in abundance. And you think yourself that how valuable this night must be to know, alhamdulillah, ayyamit ashri, that Allah Ta'ala has given to us the tawfiq to do his dhikr on such a night. On top of that, look at the reward, what a great reward. If you get this, if it's announced, that this ayamit ashriq in the day of Hajj, in the days of Hajj, which we are now, and we say that, for example, this person, this is a hadith I'm sharing with you, and it will happen, that this is good news I'm telling you. Good news. Mubashiran wa nadhira, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to give good news to his companions. He used to give good news about paradise. He used to give good news about forgiveness to the Sahaba. So we've understand the importance. How important is in this day, in this night, today on the night of Jummah, if me and you, if our names were mentioned and an angel in the heavens announces, and it happens, and this will happen. And if it's announced that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you, yes, then a person who doesn't believe in this, then it means then that person doesn't believe in the Quran of Allah and in the hadith, he doesn't believe. And those people who have yaqeen, certainty, why? Because then they run more towards that action. And they have more love for that action. The nafs, the desires, they crush it more, they suppress it more, they suppress shaitan more. They say, what a great amal and action that Allah sat us down in this night, in such a valuable night. Otherwise, even if it wasn't this night, even then, there would be an announcement. If you're in a gathering, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, few times before I've shared this hadith with you, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu said, that ijtamayyadhkurullah, that when such people gather together in a place, they assemble together like us people have got together, for which reason, yadhkurullah, to do the dhikr of Allah, to remember Allah. Then the hadith says, good news is coming for those people who do dhikr collectively in a gathering. Now by chance, that we are also getting this root on the night of Ayyam-e Tashri, the days of Hajj. Yeah, we have gathered for dhikr normally, as habitually do this, but how do we know how precious these days are? And if this, in these precious days, this announcement is made, there will be light beyond light. Because what do we know about life? Allah could have made us ill, we could have had an accident, we could have been out somewhere due to some issue, Allah could have made us focused on something else. So every second Allah Ta'ala's rahmas descend. Remember this. In a mu'min, every second of his life is valuable. A person who wastes a second in his life on the day of judgment, he will say, oh, I could have earned the luggage of my forgiveness and I left her in the world. That, for example, if we have left and we heard the announcement, Allah Ta'ala, who he liked, Allah wanted that person to be forgiven, Allah allowed that person to be seated in his dhikr. It's not my achievement, it's not your achievement, it's Allah's grace, his mercy, and the barakat of our pious predecessors. Our pious predecessors, their barakah, that we're sat here and it's being announced today that your name and my name is being mentioned. So, قُومُ يَجْتَمُوا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ. Those group of people who sit for dhikr, sinful people, a sinful people like me who sat down by chance, as I heard announcement, I sit down, thousands of sins stuck to me. And Allah's rahmah though is the greatest, is vast. Don't look towards your sins, look towards Allah's rahmah and Allah's mercy. That how Allah's mercy is Allah, you listen to one instruction of Allah, even though you've done many sins and your situation in life is very negative. It's not the case that, for example, in the whole world now, at the moment, people are doing dhikr, they'll have sat for this majlis of dhikr, and Allah announces, what a great announcement. That قُمُوا اجْتَمَعِ يَذِكْرُكُمْ, that those who sit in this night for Allah's dhikr, then in the heavens, with Allah's instruction, and an angel announces this hadith. In the heavens, in the skies, the angel announces, what does he announce? He mentions your name. And each and every person's name, and he's announcing in the heavens. قَوْمُ مَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ. The people, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all of you. Allah has forgiven all of you, have obtained success. Such valuable days that we are passing through, and Allah has given forgiveness to us with His fadl, with His grace. Allah has given forgiveness. Go, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you. He said, forget your sins at this moment in time. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you. So the point is here that when Allah is being merciful to us and giving us His blessings, then what we should do, that after today our lives should change for the better. Yes, because you don't get this chance every day. You don't get, what a great opportunity Allah has given. So make a niyyah whilst you're sitting here now, Allah has forgiven us. Let's make intention that Allah, we will be cautious with regards to sins and we'll follow your instructions and orders, because we won't get this announcement every day. How can I be forgiven? All my life, if I try my best, I've got so many sins. It's too difficult for my forgiveness to be attained. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a gust of wind came of Allah's rahmah, that Allah Ta'ala has given us these beautiful days, Allah has forgiven us. So you shouldn't be that ungrateful as an individual. For example, if a person's let out of jail, and if he's told him that a person came to visit you, and he said, oh, get him out of the jail, and due to his intercession, you've been released from jail. All life long, if you're in the jail, you'll be grateful to him. Yaar, you did me a favor. You came and you did my intercession, and I was released from jail. It's not easy to get out of jail, is it? You saved me. So tell me, to be saved from the fire of Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala, with His karam, He's releasing us from hellfire. And we are still stubborn. And we are still stubborn and arrogant, and we disobey Allah. And we don't obey Allah Ta'ala's orders. Allah says, come pray five times salah. And we don't come. We don't come to Fajr. We come to Zohr sometimes. We come to Asr sometimes. We're so disobedient. Allah's rahmah and forgiveness. And we are so disobedient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about it. The least promise to Allah this much, due to Allah's forgiveness. Allah, you've forgiven me. Allah, I promise to you that I will make my salah solid. Five times salah, you've ordered me, instructed me, inshallah, from Fajr till night, I will make my salah solid, that I will arrive and I will try my best to arrive. Make this niyyah, intention. Women folk at home, you make a niyyah. The first action I'll do is that they delay, and they delay this salah. I'm working at home, I'm doing this. Children, they make their salah qaza. They delay their salah. But make promise today that Allah has announced our forgiveness. Announcement's been made. Munadi min sama, qawmu maghfiru lakum. Allah says, I've announced you. The angels announcing in the heavens. Blessed days. Did you think about this before you left home that would be forgiven? Would you sit down with this understanding today? Where's the forgiveness come from? The forgiveness from the fire of hell, how many sins we've done, and your freedom. You've got the sins of backbiting, the sins of lying, the sins of fraud, you've other sins, how many sins we could collect, the sins we've got. With our prayers, with our dhikr on top of that, with all of this, we still do sins. And the biggest sin is this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't obey him. We change our faces, we change our appearances, we prefer to have our appearances like the ghair qawms, but we don't want to look like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his blessed sahaba. What life is that? What rahmah will come to that person's life? Think for yourself. This is something to think about. Use your brains. It's not a masala. Even your brains and logic will tell you that we are opposing the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all actions, and we prefer the opposite ways. Oh no, they do this, and our Nabi, this is better. We don't like our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ways. We like this way. In our houses, we're like this. Outside, we're like this. Tell me, what answer will we give on the Day of Judgment? What answer will we give? How can we have hope, and we can have this false hope that Allah will be merciful to us? Think about this. Yes? That those people who don't even dare that Allah Ta'ala's beloved to imitate him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to obey him, to imitate him, to follow him, to make your appearance like him, and to like that. No, but we don't just do that. We don't even practice his ways, but we don't even give his ways importance. It's nothing. He says, no, it's not necessary to follow his ways. So today when Allah's forgiven us, forgiven you, such a great announcement, قُمُوا مَغْفِرُوا لَكُمْ, and beyond that Allah Ta'ala gives a reward. That Allah says, "Badaltu sayyatul hasana." Not just Allah forgives you today, rather all the sins that were stuck to you, and with the sins before this majlis, you had sins stuck to you. Allah says, listen, that all of those sins, Allah says, I forgive them, and I transform them into good deeds. What else do you need, tell me? What else do you need? That imagine a prisoner, you release him from prison. He was a murderer. He was about to be hanged after 4 days. And he's given the order of freedom due to somebody's requesting intercession. And after that, they say to him, you're free, go. And we give you £1 million on top of that. Spend it. He'll be mad with happiness, won't he? The amazing, I'm freed from jail. I was about, the noose of the hanger was being put around me, and I'm getting money on top of that. Allah, on this night, in these great ayyam al-tashriq, the nights of Hajj, Allah has given us reward. Multiply it. Multiply. It's a normal announcement. Now this announcement, due to the blessedness of this night, multiply it. The rahmah's in this night, imagine how much reward you'll get on top of that. So this is the point, my brothers, these are the ni'mas, the treasures. We think ni'mah is, I get a freehold house, whoever's going to get a house free today, get it. Oh yeah, great ni'mah. I've got a big house, and if announcement that, for example, after 3 days you're going to die, he's happy, I've got a house without mortgage. After 3 days it's written, he's going to disappear from this world. And this is our hal. We know it's temporary, this world. On our back is written, after 3 days you're going to die. And if today's announced, give him a house free, he'll be mad with the love. I've got a house. And even if he knows that after 3 days it's written on your back that your life is just 3 days left, that's our situation. Temporary. But look on the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he's saying. What a great, that there's a darkness where forever you're going to come to thereafter. Permanent. And Allah says, I announce that from the fire of Jahannam, I'm saving you, that you cannot imagine the severity of Jahannam. So what a great blessing of Allah. We can never return that favor. The only way we can do that is definitely. Don't think you're pious. Look inside yourself. Whatever sins are inside you, me, that let's promise to Allah somehow or other. Allah, I promise to you today, tonight after today, I will not commit the sins. I won't eat haram. I won't consume interest, riba. I won't lie. I won't commit fraud. I won't go into the greed of the dunya. I won't earn money in the wrong way. I won't sign on the wrong line, in the wrong way. Yes, all these diseases are embedded within us. Thousands. So let's promise that Allah Ta'ala, you've given forgiveness, but I will leave these wrong things. Those whose faces are not correct, correct your faces, appearances. Allah, you forgive me today. Allah, your blessings on me. After today, I will imitate your Mahbub, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I won't imitate anybody else. I'll make my life like him. My face will be like him. My appearance, my lifestyle will be like his. And then what will happen? Then what will happen? Allah Ta'ala says that you've done a great achievement, that the reward I gave you, you're grateful that on top. Then listen, la shakartum la zidannakum. Allah says, la in shakartum la zidannakum, that I will give you more on top of that. That, for example, if you leave a sin today, for this reason, that Allah has forgiven us today, then remember this, then Allah give a great root. Allah says, "La in shakartum wa lazidannakum," you are grateful, you've left one sin today, you didn't observe parda, the woman, you didn't wear niqab, you start wearing niqab now, you used to listen music, you left the music, you used to do bad actions, emotions, you left that, you've improved your appearance and face after tonight. Allah says, "La in shakartum," Allah says, "I appreciate that, wa lazidannakum," Allah says, "I'll give you much more than that on top of that, much more than that." So such tawbah, repentance to attain that, normal tawbah you get, but in this condition, if Allah allows you to do tawbah and that you are released from the sins, that you oppose a sin, that Allah, I've got this sin inside me, in my life. And if a person changes his life today for the better, alhamdulillah, then Allah's rahmah is so vast. My brothers, just a few points came to my mind. For this reason, we discussed this, that so that we can revive our passion and our determination. So what's the summary? What do we get today that we've heard? Number one, the summary is that we've learned that the dhikr of Allah is a great action indeed. Great, specific, Allah has given us the Hajj ibadah, and Allah has emphasized so much on the Hajj, on which action? Dhikrullah. During the Hajj, the whole verse of the Quran that I've just recited in front of you, this is the order of Allah. And then the tafsir, Hazrat Ibn Abbas, a great commentator, he is the leader of the mufassireen of the Quran. All the tafsirs of the Quran, all the sahaba, many of them were mufassireen. Hazrat Ibn Abbas was the leader of the mufassireen. His explanation of this verse, I told you. And he will have done that. But obviously, that I like his, many other mufassireen there, but I like that tashreed explanation of his more, that I explained to you. So the most important thing is that Allah Ta'ala loves his dhikr, his remembrance. Don't leave the dhikr of Allah. Bring it into your life. And the waswasa come, shaitan's waswasa come. Always say this to you. And the majlis is for this reason. Person might be weak individually, but then his weakness is extracted. Like when you're drowning, someone extracts him. The majlis benefit is this. A person, when he speaks in a majlis, then he's not, I'm not giving a speech here in a gathering that I've got illam or knowledge. I'm speaking for this reason, so that we can revive that love and passion and determination inside us for weak and dhikr, so that we get more love and determination and attachment to the goal. I'm making a mistake. I'm leaving this action. I'm wasting my life. And all the sacrifices you give for dhikr, effort, is nothing. It's nothing. Because you're getting the benefit. If you're leaving your sleep, coming to dhikr, or if you leave some wasteful actions, come to dhikr, or if you come from far, if you leave far and you come to dhikr, do you think you're doing a favor? And you don't think Allah will give you a reward for this? Great reward you'll get for this. Great reward, Allah says in the Quran. Can it be that two things can be equivalent? One person who's working hard and a person who's not working hard? How can they be the same? They can't be the same. And those who just come on Thursday night, but there are others who come morning and evening in the akhirah, you'll see who gets more. You see who gets more. Then what will he say? That, oh Allah, why has he got a big house and a big abode? I used to do it as well. Allah will say that he said he done more than you. He suppressed his desires. He crushed his desires. He left his nafs. He worked hard. He made effort. He knew that life is just for 4 days and I'm going to pass away and go to Allah. So he made effort. He worked hard in life. No matter you did, the more sweet you put on it, the more your tea will taste nice. So you should move. You should move your legs and your body. Think, as long as Allah's given me health, I'll keep moving, doing good. Allah, the way to do good deed, when you get up in the morning and you move your hands, say, Allah, my hands are moving in the morning. Amazing, Allah. At least it's not numb. And then you see, open eyes, Allah can see as well. MashaAllah, then rub your eyes. Then your eyes will open up more. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah. When you wake up in the morning, then rub your eyes with your knuckles and your eyes will start glowing and seeing. Allah, your karam, you give me eyesight, vision. Then rub them even more. Oh, there's no pain. My eyes are functioning good. My hands are fine. Then move your legs. MashaAllah, my legs are moving as well. My feet. Okay, my hands are moving. My eyes are working. My legs are moving. Then you sit up. You say, Allah, I'm functioning fully. Then think, all of this, who has given us this? Allah Ta'ala, He could have selected not to do this. This is a dua. When a person wakes up, there's dua. Allah, millions of times grateful to you, Allah. Your karam, your grace, all praises are due to you. And this is a dua I'm telling you of waking up. There are various duas. One is this as well. I like this as well. Allah, millions of times grateful to you, Allah. Your grace, your bounty. Your bounty, your treasure. That you have woken me up. Subhanallah, and you are the Malik, the owner, the creator, the controller. And if you wanted, the heavens could have dropped onto the world, the sky could have dropped onto the earth, and the world could have disappeared. The servant saying to Allah, Allah, you could have destroyed everything. There could have been no dunya. It could have vanished. But despite all of that, your power and your control, you woke me up, Allah. You allowed me to get back up again. Allah, you favored me and you woke me up in the same way. And today, Allah, with all of this, I will practice for you, Allah, and I'll do nothing else. And then see how your day passes, and in a nice way. Make a contract with Allah, connection with Allah. Don't be animals. Everyone wakes up in the morning, their bodies move. So what's the difference between us and other people? A person who has the Prophet of Allah, someone who taught us everything to do in life. Great action, he taught us how to get up in the morning. Are we animals? Get up, burp, and then just run out into the world, eat chapatis, make tea and drink and run in the dunya and do rubbish actions and just happy, run to work, don't do this, make money, count the cash. No, this is not the iman person's life. When you wake up, first thing, soon as your eyes open, connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your consciousness. Allah, my body is nothing. It's you who's made me do this. It's you, Allah. Everything is you. Allah, you have made my hands move, my eyes are open, my legs are moving. Allah, I'm capable now. So I will attend every majlis of your dhikr now. Morning is coming, dhikr is taking place. Allah, your majlis, Allah, wake up, I run to your gathering, I'll run to your dhikr so that I can be grateful for every part that you've given to me. This is the way of getting up in the morning. Yes? So when you wake up and I can't get up. When you go to sleep, you say, I'm too tired, I can't get up, I've got a headache today. Oh, it's difficult. Even when you go to sleep, you're thinking, it's too hard to get up in the morning. Wallahi, I tell you the correct thing. So many times, I feel like this, I'm extremely lethargic. I say this, though, Allah, I want to go to dhikr. When I go to sleep, Allah, I can't leave your gathering, it's your choice, Allah, but I will arrive there. Allah Ta'ala stands me up at that time. Stands me up. So I'll make a connection with Allah, innit? A contract with Allah, a bond with Allah, and then see what does Allah Ta'ala love. That when these actions are so beloved to Allah, all these things, these days, the shariq, they're so beloved to Allah. Allah's dhikr is very beloved to Him. We're beloved to Him. And Allah Ta'ala, He's made it common. He's spread it around the world. Allah's given you so many majalis that in every majlis there's an announcement. Allah says, you're gathered for me, for my dhikr. Go, I've forgiven you, Allah says. Go, I've forgiven you. That's it, but we don't want to get up. No, it's too hard to get up. You're sleeping even before the night when you go to sleep. You're saying that you should say, Allah, I want to get up in the morning. Allah, please make me up. You are going to get me up. I want to get up. I want to do good actions. I want to go to your dhikr majlis. Allah, don't make me lazy. And there's another dua here on top of that. And it's a very beneficial dua. We say, I can't get the full sleep. I don't get enough sleep. I'll tell you the cure for this. That how can you fulfill the sleep? Yes? When you're running the computer, I'm working hard, I don't get the full sleep. All day long, a person is yawning, he's burping, and for other things in the dunya, your eyes open and you're doing, and you're complaining that I don't get enough sleep. You're saying to your wife, oh, don't pester me, I haven't got the full sleep. I've got the full sleep. Look at the tariqah, how to get the full sleep. That in 2 hours you'll get the complete sleep. What's that? Make a contract with Allah. Make a connection with Allah. Say to Allah when you go to sleep, Allah, I've come to my bed. I'm lying down on my right side. This is a hadith I'm sharing with you. Hadith. I'm lying down on my right side, and with your name I'm lying down. I'm lying down with your name, and I will wake up with your name, subhanAllah. And everything is yours. You're the controller. So it's the contract you make with Allah. Allah's Nabi is teaching us this. The connection. Allah, I'm lying down with your name. Because without your name there's no action. And I'll wake up with your name. And I know Allah, what is your name? Allah. And with this name I'll wake up. So Allah, I am thinking that when I wake up, but I've only got 2 hours left. And there'll be dhikr after fajr in the morning. And I want to go to your dhikr. But my sleep is not getting fulfilled. I can't get enough sleep. What shall I do? So make a connection with Allah. Make a contract that Allah, I want to go to for this amal. To this majlis, Allah, in these 2 hours, please allow me to fulfill all the requirements of my sleep. I tell you, confirmed. Confirmed. Allah Ta'ala allows everything to be achieved. Allah, I'm lying down with your name, I'll wake up with you. But we don't believe in Allah. We say, Allah, I'm lying down with your name, I'll wake up with your name. I've got to do so much in the dunya. I've got to work in the office. I've got to run the computer. And there's only 2 hours to sleep, and there's dhikr, I don't feel like leaving dhikr. So many rewards you put in your dhikr, so what shall I do? So how can I get balance of life? Shall I fulfill my sleep or go to dhikr? Which way shall I go? Have you felt like this? That, I'll leave dhikr. No. Oh, my computer will run in the day. Oh, I'll have to snore. And even then the sleep is not fulfilled. Even then you can't see the computer, even if you sleep many hours. So I have to go to dhikr in the morning. There's only 2 hours left. I have to work as well during the day. I can't leave that. So, one action, Allah, you're my maula. Please do one thing, Allah, you can change everything. It's everything's easy for you, nothing's hard. Allah, these 2 hours that I lie down, Allah, give me the full dose of sleep in these 2 hours. Full dose of sleep.
Wallahi, I swear that in those 2 hours when you wake up, so fresh and vibrant, you will be fully refreshed and comfortable. You will wake up in the morning. You'll make excuses. Your nafs, oh, I don't know if my sleep was full. 2 hours? Don't think that. Just think that, have you woke up fully with the health or not? Think at that time. And then in the morning, you'll do a good job. You'll work well. And then with reason, then run to the dhikr of Allah. Because you've made that contract with Allah. You run. Then I'll see that, how will you leave the dhikr of Allah after that, the gathering? You work. You understand what I'm saying? You don't understand what I'm saying? Yeah? So beautiful, beautiful points that we're discussing. That's it. Allah Ta'ala wants that as long as I give you food, bread, water, health, your hands are moving, your legs are moving. Don't think I'm old, I'm 80. Never think like this. Never, oh, I'm 80 now, it's too hard, oh, I'm 70 now. Keep on counting, people, keep on counting. If somebody says to me that I'm just born today, I'm young, I'm fine, I'm eating, drinking, praying salah, doing dhikr. Yeah, why are you asking me my age, how old I am? I'm young, yeah, but your hair's white. So what if the hair's white? Oh, I'll put some color on there, it'll go black tomorrow then. Yeah, so I'm fine, I'm healthy. No problem. I'm healthy like you. I go in the morning, I pray salah. Never think, oh, I'm 80, I'm 50, doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how old you are. The point is you have determination. Allah is sending you to Jamaat. Salah, Allah is making you do dhikr. Allah is allowing you to pray Salah. Then consider, I am the youngest from everybody, alhamdulillah. Totally young, youthful, fine. No difference between me and other people. Some people, they're young, but why don't they practice? Oh, I'm 80 years old now. What's happened to you if you're 80? Are you not eating? Are you not walking? Are you not running? So all of this is nafs and desires, and shaitan deceives us. Until that time, consider you're young, youthful, as long as you are practicing the deen of Allah. That's it, you're not an old person. You're young and youthful and vibrant. Okay? So anyway, may Allah Ta'ala, due to the barakah of this night, give us the blessings of this night. May Allah give us the love for His dhikr. Okay, do dhikr regularly, consistently. And we have been given encouragement with this night. And the other point is this, that alhamdulillah, that Allah Ta'ala forgives through His dhikr. So we should be grateful that any sin that's in our life, that at least make an intention, we should leave all the sins, but at least one sin that we'll leave for getting Allah Ta'ala's blessings, and then we'll attain the success. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Okay, let's do dhikr for a short while. Because these are ayyam tashriq, the days of Hajj, so we'll do loud dhikr during this time. Besides Rushi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المرسلين طه وياسين الحبيب اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا على ذكرك وحسن اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم استقبلنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرفنا بسنته يا كريم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين